Okay, so so let's just get back into the flow of the Gemara here. So Rav Yosef attempts to bring a proof that Psarof, from our Mishnah, that Psarof is Deoraisa. Okay? And his proof is, because if Psarof were Darabanan, so then how could he have an Isar Ha'Allah on Oph? Because he'll be Xerah Xerah. Right? Fine. So, So the others argued, no, Abaye says that apparently you could make some certain type of Xeros, and you can't make others. So this is a legal Xero. But basically, Rav Yosef held there's no such thing. You can't have a legal Xero. You can't make Xero. Doesn't work. So therefore, it's a proof that it must be Pesarof is Deoraisa. Since Pesarof is Deoraisa, so therefore, Allah is just one Xero. So there's no problem. So then came along Rav Sheshas and said, not so fast. Because even you, Rav Yosef, are going to have to admit that what's the Deoraisa? The Deoraisa is... Achilas of Pachalav is Deoraisa. So now you're going to tell me Ha'ala is also Xera to Achila. But what type of Ha'ala? It's going to have to be only Ha'ala of Cham Cham. Because if you bring cold things on the table, that's never going to lead to eating basar v'chalav, because even if they get mixed together, that's only going to be a sedar rabbanon, because if you eat cold and cold together, that's not a sedar rabbanon. So therefore, why is cold with cold asar? Why is halav cold asar? So it's still going to be gzera gzera. Okay, hot to hot, you could say, you can't be maila hot and hot, because you could say that's a gzera atu achila, because it's going to really lead to bishul and achila. There we're in the situation of deraisa, because when it's hot, it could be derech bishul. But when it comes to cold, you're going to have the same problem, because even eating them cold together is only gzera, so then bring them cold is going to be gzera gzera. Right? So that's a question. So therefore, it doesn't seem to work out. According to Rav Yosef, it would seem it's inevitable that he's going to have to accept that there's a gzera gzera going on here. Because no one's submission doesn't say it's only also du ha'al of hot and hot. The mission implies all is even also by cold. So don't you, Rav Yosef, have to admit that the Mishnah, that there's a gzera, legal gzera going on here. So if you say that, you might as well say of is deravanan. What do you gain by saying of is deraisa? Anyways, you're going to have to resort to gzera. Right? That's the following one. So Abaye says no. He defends Rav Yosef. Defending. Yeah, so now Abaye is defending Rav Yosef. Before he was defending the other Shita. But now he's defending Rav Yosef. So he says, no, it's really not a problem, zero, zero. Ha'ol of Tzonin is Aser. Of Tzonin is Aser. Well, of or whatever, he'll sold Deoraisa. So Ha'ol of Tzonin is Deoraisa, but it's not a zero, zero, but it's one Gezerah. There's no such thing as a Gezerah, but this is one Gezerah. Why? It says, Gezerah Shemayala Belfas Roseach. Okay, so it's a Gezerah, Rashi, Gezerah Shemayala Basar Behema Im Hagvina Besop Ilfas Roseach. So it's a gezerah. Why can't you do ha'ala? Not because... Why can't you do ha'ala of tzonin? Not because then maybe you're going to eat tzonin, which in turn is going to lead to eating chamin, which would be good gezerah. But you can't be maila tzonin mitzonin, because then maybe you're going to be maila cham, which if it's in the pot, it's a deraisa, bishel. And what you're going to do is... You're going to have a pot of, let's say a pot of meat, okay, a hot pot of meat, and you're then going to put the milk in the pot, on the table, right? You're going to have it on the table. And if you're going to be able to put meat and milk on the same table cold, so then let's say sometimes you bring a hot pot to the table. You can have a pot of meat on the table. So you can have a pot of meat on the table, which is hot. Sometimes you have hot food on the table. And then you're going to put the milk in that pot, right, on the table next to it, or in the pot next to the piece of meat or whatever they're going to end up touching. And that's going to be bishul. So you're going to be over nisa deraisa of bishul. Right? Because if it were, then you'd come to eat it. That would be so much. You can mix it, and then you can come to eat it, which is, again, the two steps. But he's pointing out, no, wait a second here. The bringing it itself is not only because you'll bring it and then you're going to eat it, which is a new step. That was the problem. The Hamin was that, what are you worried about? You're going to bring the cold. Then the cold is, you bring the cold, then you're going to bring the hot. Or you could try to do it this way. If you bring the cold, then you bring the hot. And if you bring the hot, then you're going to eat it. So that's still going to be zero. But no, he's saying the bringing of the hot itself is a nisadeoraisa. It's bishul. Bishul. So therefore, the gzeira on the cold is atu the bringing hot, which is a nisadeoraisa. Bishul. So it's no gzeira there. Okay, so the Gemara, let's just finish the pshat. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's not so fast. So if klisheni, who? The klisheni mavashel? So still, it's a klisheni. Because, well, why is it a klisheni? Because I think pshat is, because presumably, what's the case? So it's on the table. Yeah, but if you take a hot pot off the flame and you put it on the table, it's not a klisheni, it's a klirishon. Right, if you take, let's say, a pot of I don't know, meatballs, okay, and you take the pot off the stove and put it on the table, that's a kli rishon.
Yeah, but what's the table?
The table isn't. You're not putting the food. You're not pouring the food onto the table.
You're not putting the milk in the pot. I thought you're putting the milk on the table.
No, you're putting the milk in the pot.
Putting the milk in the pot.
Right. So yeah, that's what you said. So, but I think is the simple pshat is because yeah, who's bringing pots to the table? The ilfas which they're bringing, the simple pshat, which the Gemara is going to go back to, but the simple way, what it's talking about is you're going to take the meatballs and you put them into a serving platter, right? What do you bring to the table? You don't take the pot off of the flame, put it on the table. Simple way to do it is you take the thing, you put it in a serving container. So the serving container is going to be a klisheni. That's what you mean. What? How do you have hot meatballs on your table? Hot meatballs on your table. Not in yeshiva, I'm talking about. I'm like normal house.
In your mother's house.
That's the way normal people, they don't bring the pot to the table. They put it in a serving dish or whatever. So you take a serving dish, that's going to be klisheni. So it's still going to be hot. So it's true it's going to be hot. Yeah, but that type of hot is a klisheni type of hot, which is not mavashel. So therefore, if you're going to then put milk into that pot, it's true it may cook, or you may say it's going to cook and it's mixed together on hot temperatures, but it's a klisheni, and it's not really bishul. So it's not, you're not really gaining anything by hell. It's not really atu bishul, because the situation which is going to take place of Allah is going to be in this klisheni, and therefore it's never going to lead to the deraisa. So you're back to the same problem. So it's all right. You're back to the same problem. Okay. So he says. So he says, no. He says, Elixir Shemial Velfas Rishon. So you can have to say, which is a harder pshat, it's a harder gzera, but it's a more far-fetched gzera. But it's a gzera that you can't do cold with cold, atu that you're actually going to bring the pot to the table, like the yeshiva style, and then you're going to end up putting the milk on the table in that thing. I mean, it's possible. It's not saying it's an impossible case, but I think Gemara is showing... It's going through the steps to show what the gzera is. I mean, how far are you reaching to make this gzera? I mean, it's a stretch a little bit. You see, the gzera is atu. If you're going to bring cold meat and cold milk on the table, it's possible that you're going to bring the pot of meat to the table and stick milk and a piece of cheese into that pot, which is going to be a nisr bishul deraisa. So therefore, it's a gzera atu that. And that's what my answer is. No, I mean, it doesn't bother me. The steps of the Gemara don't bother me. Is why didn't the Gemara know klisheni mavashel? I mean, and that's the way the Gemara is showing you what you're going to have to say. It's forcing him into a corner, forcing by his answer and four of Yosef into a corner. That Yosef, in order to maintain his position, is going to have to maintain this gzeira atu bishul, but not just any atu bishul, that the guys can bring a kli rishon to the table. Is it impossible to say that? No, but I mean. It would be easier, it would be smoother if you'd be able to work it out in a normal case, which is going to be a klisheni, but it doesn't work out. So the Gemara showing is why, you know, it's leading you towards the only way to answer up for Yosef, and it's showing you this is the only way to answer. Okay? Again, it's not my opinion. Again, it depends who, you know, different people have different opinions about this, about every Avamin, how much you have to define Avamin is, but I don't know, it seems to me that that's the way Gemara writes. I mean, it's like Gemara writes, is it leads you to the point. It doesn't just say right away. If it would have said, for instance, Gezerah Shemayal Bilfus Rishon, you'd be wondering, why don't you just take a normal case? A normal case, you bring it up to on the pot, on the serving pot. And then, you know, you wouldn't know that necessarily. So the Gemara does, is it tells you maybe you'll bring it to tail, tells you the main idea. Then it says, aye, but isn't that a cliche? And it says, you're right, that's not what we mean. It means Klirishon.
What
Well, not a bad question. Maybe we can answer it. But I mean, it's a good question. Is that why didn't, if the whole thing is Gzeira Atu, that you're going to do Ha'alav Cham, but Ha'alav Cham itself isn't Asa. It's only Ha'alav where you put it in the pot. Right? It's only in the pot. In the hot pot. Because you just put it on next to the pot or whatever. If there's no pot, it's not a Kli Rishon, so it's not going to be Bishon. So why don't you say this or Ha'alav Tzonin should only be if you put it inside a pot? Inside a cold pot. Why is it Asa to put cold and hot on the table together? It should be that you can't put cold milk in a pot of cold meat or something like that. Why is it just across the board now? It extends to the whole, you know, to anywhere on the Shulchan. It should only be a pot. A pot is a specific circumstance. But it's a question.
Right.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, I think the answer will come from Svara. I'm not saying it's an earth-shattering question, but it's a question. I mean, you're right. Well, your Svara presumably is going to answer that. You know, if you think a little bit about it, you can see why that's going to answer that. It's a question. I mean, that's another question. There's another question. I mean, this is a funny gezeira. This is a funny gezeira because let's say, for instance, I have the floor, and I take meat and milk and I put them next to each other on the floor. So then are you going to say that should be also because if I put them next to each other on the floor, maybe I'm going to put them in a hot pot? I mean, like, what's the difference if it happens to be on a table? No, it's just the table's nothing to do with it. It's not just a matter. You're on the counter. Let's say on the counter. I can't put meat and milk in a close proximity because if they happen to be hot and I put them in that close proximity in a pot, then it's convenience of the raisa. So, I mean, what relationship, like, what does the table have anything to do with that? The idea is, it's basically, it's cooking. So I shouldn't be able to, let's say, how about this? Let's say I have a pot on the stove top. So am I allowed to put milk on the counter right next to it? I mean, that seems to be even closer. Like, what does the table have? Well, this is a common question, is that you can't put meat and milk close to each other, because if so, I may put them close to each other when they're boiling hot in a clear rishon, and it'll cook. So the table doesn't really have anything to do with it anymore. But if it were atu achila, right, so then you say, oh, Allah is aschal sachila. So then you can understand what the table has to do with it, because it's not related to achila anymore, if it's not on the table. But now you're telling me it's nothing to do with achila. Now you're telling me just because, since they're very close to each other, presumably I'm going to come to putting them together, you know, I'm going to come to putting them together in a pot. So then what's the difference if it's on a table, or if it's on a countertop, or if it's on anything?
Are two cold mutter or usher?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. How about even in a pot? That's a good question. Yeah. Let's say I have a pot of cold meatballs, dry meatballs, I don't know, whatever, a pot of cold meatballs, and I want to put... inside that pot. You're having a cold piece of steak in a pot. And I want to put in that same pot, I want to put a piece of cheese next to it, in that pot. Is that Asar? Where's that Asar? I don't think that's Asar. Where it doesn't say that's Asar, it says it's a Halal Shofan. So that seems to be even closer to the case of the pot. I mean, all of a sudden this thing went from a pot to a table. And like zero somehow shifted. Right? That's the point. It doesn't seem to be, there's an Isar putting in a pot together. It's only Isar putting on a table together. So what's that? Interesting, very interesting, very interesting here. Is look at the Mishnah, the next Mishnah. Okay, I know we're not really doing it yet, but I think it's related all of it. So it says, we're in the middle, it's talking about Ha'ala. But you see, Be'ezah Shulchan Amru? Okay?
Yeah.
It's talking about Isra of Ha'ala. Okay, so Be'ezah Shulchan Amru, which table are we talking about here? So it says, V'shulchan She'ochal Alav. So it's the eating table. Avo B'shulchan She'soder Alav Es Atav Shal. No sins have besides Zavayin Choshesh. But the serving table, I guess, the buffet table, they can be right next to each other. You don't have to worry about it. Okay? So it's not just the table. It doesn't just anything that has four legs. It's specifically the table which you eat from. I mean, now, you could look at Rashi, but it's interesting. The question is, but this is an open Mishnah. So obviously, Rav Yosef learns this Mishnah. Everyone learns this Mishnah. You know, I mean, everyone learns this Mishnah.
Yes.
It's the next Mishnah. It's right on the same page.
That's very difficult.
But Rashi, I mean, if you look at Rashi, you can see Rashi. I did Mashri Yad Yasil Snucha Yisrael Gazed. Since your hands are on the table, you're going to put one on top of the other. Okay, but I don't know if Rashi, we have to worry about Rashi, because Rashi is probably explaining it according to the simple way to learn, not according to Rav Yosef. So he's not in the. And Rav Yosef is a Schedish, that the Gzeru is a Tubishal. But the simple way to learn is not that way, it's a Tuachila. So I don't know if Rashi can necessarily figure out Rashi, because Rashi is on the way, the normal way to learn the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is an open halacha. So you see, it's not on any table even. It's not on a countertop, it's not on the serving table, it's specifically on the table of eating. Yeah, right, good, that's a good question. Hills doesn't question is that. That according to Rosh Hashanah, or Rabbi is bringing out a very interesting point here, is that when you're making all these gzeiros of ha'ala, so he's saying is that the isser of ha'ala is actually isser deraisa. Because right? You bring it on the table, and you're going to end up cooking it, and the cooking it itself is a deraisa. Right? Now, so therefore, you don't have to go to achila, you just have a gzeiro to bishul itself. Now, presumably, until this point came along, until Abaye's point came along, everyone else wasn't learning this way. The way we were learning until now was that the gzeiro was atu ha'ala, which is atu achila, because it's going to lead you to eating that. But since, in fact, the isra achila, the oraisa, is only when it's derech bishul, when the things were actually cooked together, so therefore, the only case that we're ever choshesh about is a case where they were brought together in a situation of bishul. It must be the same pshat as in the Elfos Rishon or whatever. So why did everyone else just avoid or bypass the whole gezerah of atu bishul and jump to this or of atu achila? It seems bishul is a prior deraisa which you're automatically going to hit. So you can never really be over the isra of achilas pasav achalav unless someone was over the isra bishul pasav achalav. It's only us derech bishul. It means it's not just things are put together, it's things are cooked together. So why don't... So therefore the gzera is everyone should have just been goes there right away atu bishul. Where do you get to... Why did they miss this point? It seems like Abai is only answering this because Rav Yosef's in a jam and he has to give an answer. But this is... Why didn't anyone else go think of this point? Now it seems they didn't. It seems this is a new idea. Fine, apparently that's machlokas. I mean... Apparently that itself is machlokas about whether there's a gzeira atu bishul or only atu achila here. So I mean we're gonna have to. I mean it's true. It's gonna get us into what's the nature of this or bishul and that type of stuff. But let's put that part, that particular point on hold for the time being, because that's kind of getting into the machlokas between those who don't learn this way and Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. But let's first, before we get to that, I think we should take it as a given that Rabbi Yosef apparently is gozer against bishul. And that is what he's being gozer against, and try to define it within his framework, and you know, then we'll get to why didn't anyone else go his way. You know what I mean? I think just logically that should come first. It's a good question to ask at this point, but let's leave the answer to that till after we fully understand the shita. You know? Okay. I think the whole thing is good. I think I want to say on his idea is that. See, the question, right? Question is, what's this gezerah of Allah within the world of bishul? How do you understand the gezerah? So the question is, what's the idea of bishul? Okay, what's the deraisa of bishul? Okay, is bishul simply a halacha that you can't do a maisa of bishul on basar and chalav? You know, it's like a maisa isser, can't do an action of cooking of basar and chalav. But I'd say no, that's not that. It's not. It's more than that. It's different than that. But bishul is really you're creating an entity of basar v'chalav. Whereas the true mitzaref of foods is when you cook them together. Okay, that's what really makes them one. Okay, bishul is, in so far as foods, you make a tavshil, it's through bishul. That's what unites foods, is the process of cooking. So the halacha of, what's the isra of bishul? It's not a mice of bishul, but it's to create an entity of basar v'chalav. That's all. Bishul creates, and that's why the Isra Achila is only on Derech Bishul Asr Torah. Because it's only when it's Derech Bishul, when they're cooked together, do you really have an entity of Basar v'Chalav. Okay, otherwise you have Basar and you have Chalav, you may be eating them at the same time, they may be mixed together in some sort of a physical manner. But in Ochlem, they don't become one Ochel, one entity of Basar v'Chalav, unless they're cooked together. Bishul takes separate Ochlem and makes them one. That's what Bishul does. Okay, a cholent isn't just beans and meat and potatoes. When a cholent is raw, that's what it is. It's 50 things sitting in the same pot together. But when it's cooked, it's one entity. It's a tavshil. It's a cholent. So basar v'chalav, when you cook them together, then you have a chafta of basar v'chalav. And that's what bishul is. Bishul is to create the chafta of basar v'chalav. It's a mitzaref. Bishul is the ultimate mitzaref of basar v'chalav. And that's the isser. The isser is to be mitzaref, basar v'chalav, through bishul. Okay. Now, the Isser of Ha'ala, that's Isser Deraisa. Isser Deraisa is to be Mitzarif Basar V'Chalav in the ultimate form, okay, with Bishul. But it could be the Isser of Ha'ala is an extension of that, which is a lesser Tziruf. See, Ha'ala is a Shulchan, a Shulchan is really the, like, so to speak, the Chafta of a Seuda. Okay, a Seuda is... is embodied in it through the vehicle of a shulchan. Right? It's so to speak, the substratum in which the suit defines itself. It's a physical. It contains the meal. A meal is the physical matter. A meal is like this abstract thing. It defines itself in the table. The table is mitzaref everything into the suda. Okay, so by putting two things on a table, she'ochlin alav, you're being mitzaref the basar v'chalav, but not the physical mitziruf of bishul, but you're being mitzaref them insofar as the suda is concerned. You're making them both a part of the same suda. How? Because the shulchan is the object of the suda, and therefore that by putting them both on the table of the meal, you're being mitzarif them in the chavta shel suda. It's a conceptual tziruf of the two. It's not; they're not physically mitzirafim like bishul. Bishul is like as foods they become one. But you're conceptually being mitzarif them through the framework of a suda. That's what Allah does. See, but if you do it on another table, it's true. Even if it's on the same pot, it may be more likely to lead to cooking. I'm not saying if this is more likely or less likely. But an Isur D'Rabbanan has to have a tzura. You can't just say something's asur because maybe it will lead to a problem. It's very nice, maybe it will lead to a problem. But it doesn't allow you to make an Isur. An Isur has to have a tzura. What's the Isur? What's the Kein D'Oraisa? How are they setting up the Isur D'Rabbanan? So the Isur D'Rabbanan here is that since there's a D'Oraisa of being mitzarif, the Basar V'Chalav in this ultimate form, mid'Rabbanan, there's an Isur of being mitzarif them in a lesser form through the vehicle of Suda. Okay, that's a tziruf. But just simply the fact that they're close to each other isn't a mitzaref. Two things which happen to be in the same pot, or a pot which is cold, it's not cooking, it's not anything, they're not being mitzaref entities, they're just very close to each other. It may lead to something in the future, it may lead to tziruf, but that's not, conceptually, there's no relationship between the two. They just happen to be contained in the same container. But a seuda, there's a entity of a seuda, and it has parts. They're both parts of this unit of this conceptual entity called a seuda. So that's the isra of Allah only on a shulchan, because then it's only a shulchan shulchan alav. Because the shulchan which is soder alav, maybe it will lead to the same stuff. The shulchan soder alav may actually lead to the same problem. But conceptually, that's not. This is the mitzarif here is the chafta shel seuda, and that's the isra of Allah. It's this tziruf to the ultimate tziruf, which is the oraisa tziruf, which is bishul. But the Gemara then says, "It's very nice. You want to tell me that this is conceptually a mitzarif? Conceptually, it's a mitzarif because the shulchan is a seuda, and seuda is the mitzarif. But practically, how is it ever going to lead?" To the deraisa tziruf. How is this tziruf ever going to lead to the deraisa? Because it has to be. It's true. It's an isser conceptually. It's a mitzarif, but ultimately it has to be based upon that. It's atu. It will lead to the deraisa. So if you don't introduce this idea of ilfas rishon, it's never going to lead to the ultimate tziruf, because it's never going to lead to bishul. The ultimate tziruf is bishul, which is on the flame in a kli rishon. So how is this tziruf, although it's a secondary tziruf, it's not the deraisa tziruf, but how is it, the secondary tziruf has to be asur because it will lead to the ultimate tziruf, but it's never going to lead to the ultimate tziruf. So that's what says, no. That problem you're having, because Alfa's Rishon, is that practically, if you're going to be maila them on the Su'uda, since at times the Su'uda has an Ilfas on it, an Ilfas Rishon, so at times the Su'uda actually, you bring that onto the table. So therefore, if you do this type of a Tziruf, it actually, that's what the Gemara is addressing, the practicalities of it, in terms of the Chashash, it may actually lead to the real Tziruf, the Tziruf of the Deraisa. But the Gemara has to do that, because you can't just, there's two aspects of every Gezerah. There's the chashash, how practically it will lead to the deraisa, and then there's the conceptual formulation of it. How you formulate the concept as an extension of the deraisa. So first, the Allah is explaining the conceptually, it's Shema, there's Atu Bishul, it's explaining how it's conceptually an extension of Bishul, because Bishul is the seer of the chavtos, basically, and this is a seer through the vehicle of Suda. But then it's saying, well, how does this seer ever lead to the, practically, to the chashash, how's it ever going to lead to the deraisa, to that seer? So there's no, it could, because it could lead to Elfas Rishon, and Elfas Rishon is really the ultimate seer. So this partial tziruf, or this tziruf through the vehicle of Suda, may practically lead a guy to doing the ultimate tziruf. It's not just because, apparently it didn't suffice, just say, well, since I'm relating them, therefore I'm going to come to relate them, I'm going to cook them on the flame. Because What does that have to do with the other? Because I'm eating them and making them a part of one suda, therefore I'm going to go to my kitchen and start cooking them together. I mean, how does that... Apparently that's too far-fetched. That's not a chashash. So it's maybe because that situation of cooking could exist on the table, because at times the ilfa is introduced to the table. So therefore, by being inside them on the shulchan, it could lead to that siruf of the deraisa. And that's a good there.
That's why we're
faced with the right problem now is that why this seems obvious. This seems like a solid point. Is why didn't the other shitos not go like Abaye's answer for Rav Yosef? Is that ultimately in order to do achila, to be violate this or achila, you're going to have to do bederach beshel. So you're going to have to do beshel, the real beshel. So there was an issa. So what are you having to set up that how's Rav Yosef goes there or to achila? It's because you're zero because it's going to lead to beshel, which is going to lead to achila, but. But Bishal is before Achila, so why don't we go Zera to Bishal? And it sounds like his answer is obvious. Why how's anyone making this Zera to Achila if Achila is always going to have to go bypass Bishal, which is an Issa D'oraisa right away? So it doesn't make any sense if he goes Zera to Achila if there's always going to be a prior Bishal which he could be goes there on. Seems for some reason that they can't do it. That they hold that he can't be goes Zera to Bishal. Sounds that way. It sounds like, right? But that's what we have to define. I mean, it seems that's the question.